Sacramento, stand up. We're here at Golden One Center in the building. Drapes and the High Flyer here on the drive, guys. You good, big dog?
I'm good.
You good? What you looking at? What you?
I'm reading here. It says somebody's mic is muted, but I guess.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I had to turn it back on. I'm too excited. High Flyer.
Yes, sir.
Calm down, big fella. I'm too excited.
Yes, sir.
I'm too excited after what we saw yesterday, the Kings handling their business. We're going to talk about it, of course, against the Golden State Warriors. I'm going to give out the phone number right now because just like yesterday, today, Sacramento, it is all about you. We want to hear from you guys. 916-339-1140. 916-339-1140.
Bang the line.
Bang the line right now. Let me start off by making a proclamation, High Flyer. I'm going to say it straight up, and I'm going to look right here on the YouTube chat on my camera, and I'm going to say it. The Sacramento Kings broke the Golden State Warriors. I said it. They broke the Golden State. Here's why, High Flyer. Warriors fans are in my mentions. Warriors fans are fighting with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Warriors fans are calling for Steve Kerr to get fired.
Oh, yeah.
Warriors fans are yelling at Draymond Green. Warriors fans, heck, even Steph Curry is looking inward and saying, we need to look ourselves in the mirror and try to figure this out. All off of this one game last night, 124-123. Take it away, big fella. How you feeling?
Well, you know what? First of all, after last night's game, I had a doctor's appointment this morning. He told me my blood pressure was kind of high. I told him, I said, did you see the end of the game last night? He said, yeah. I said, that's why.
That's why, right? Excuse, right?
Oh, I got an excuse. But, you know, KD, I'm the one who said this is their last dance.
Mm.
I'm the one who said the dynasty is done, bro. I'm the one who said it's going to be the passing of the torch.
You did say that.
When you look at that game, and, you know, I know we're going to break it down.
Yeah, we're going to break it down.
But here's the deal. Small ball-wise, we got Trey Lyles back. We winning. I'm sorry. It changes the dynamic. Whenever we play a team that want to play that small balls type, when Kings go with – you have De'Aaron Fox – Kevin Herter, Monk, let's put Keegan Murray and Trey Lyles. Man, that's a very potent offensive line. These dudes are knocking down shots. And if the shots are falling, it's a wrap.
Exactly. And they weren't in the first half.
They didn't.
They weren't. But they started flowing in the second half, and they got the defense going as well. Let's take it from start to finish real quick. What were your thoughts early on? When Steph and Clay and Wiggins came out firing, they came out bombing. I'm sitting down there, and I'm like, man, I might have to watch the second half from home.
Man, let me tell you.
I don't want to see the Warriors celebrate on our home floor like that.
You know what? First of all, there were Warrior fans in the building.
Yes, they were here.
A little too much for my liking.
There were a few of them.
A little too much for my liking because they were all on this side. See, you was down in the Big Willie seat.
Yeah.
We up here.
Got the hookup.
It was a little too much on my end, right? So, but we dealt with it. But, man, that first quarter, I'm sitting here, and if body language is an indication, man, I must look like Buddy Klump. I was hot. I ain't looking at the floor. I'm looking over at the door. I mean, my lip turned up. I was heated, KD, heated, because our boys are better than that. Our boys are better than that. We did a whole show, and I'm beating on the table saying the Sacramento Kings cannot let the Golden State Warriors come in here and out-energy them. And in the first quarter, the Warriors were on 100 and seemed like we couldn't even start the car.
It was, and I'm sitting there watching it, and Kings fans, I want to hear from you, 916-339-1140, and I'm saying to myself, it looks like one team has been in big games before, and another team hasn't.
Yep.
That's what it looked like early on.
And the funny thing is, KD, you know, from our angle, I'm looking at the back of Mike Brown's head, right? And you can just see the wrinkles getting tighter and tighter. And I wanted to get up and scream, Mike, do something. Do something, Mike. Say something. Do something. Because, boy, it got bad. 24. And usually when you go down 24 to Golden State, it's a wrap. It's over.
But this, like you said, this Golden State team, this ain't 2015, 18, mm-mm, 17. Mm-mm. Shoot, it ain't even 2021, mm-mm, 22 when they won it against Boston. This is a fractured Golden State team, and we're going to get into that coming up in a minute. But this is a team that Steph Curry said it, and we're going to hear from Steph coming up in just a little bit. They got to look into it, their mirror. Mm-hmm. They're 8-10 now.
Yep.
This game that we saw last night, this wasn't a regular November game.
No.
This was a game that actually meant something.
Bro.
And they folded like a cheap suit.
Hey, had so many implications, yes, and so many arms to it. You know, on TNT, winner goes on, loser go home. I mean, you know, big brother passing the torch down to little brother. Yeah. You know, your dynasty is not what it used to be. I mean, it had so many implications, KD. And honestly, I thought they came out and they answered the bell. But I will say this. You know, I looked at it, and a lot of people crying, the Golden State Warriors, they just straight imploded. They just straight choked. I'll tell you this. When they had the services of Chris Paul and the services of GP2, we was looking at a whole different ball game. When those two cats went out, that's when the thing changed.
Hey, high fire. It don't matter who was on the court.
That's
it don't matter.
Saying.
You play with who you got. If we would have had Keegan Murray, we would have been fine.
No, I understand you play what you got, but I'm just saying, up until those two guys left, you and I had a different look on our face.
GP was doing some things out there, wasn't he?
Yes, wasn't he?
He was doing some things.
We had a different look on our face.
Yeah, he was doing some things. He was doing some things. You know, we talked about it yesterday going into the game. Arguably biggest regular season game in a long time here in Sacramento. Biggest regular season win since. I can't even think. I haven't been around as long as you.
This was a big game.
This was a big game, right?
This was a big game. And you know what? And I will say this too, KD. I mean, you know, we call a spade on this show. Yep. The brothers keep it 100. I wanted to look at Steve Kerr and be like, okay, did someone give us this game? Because Moses Moody was knocking him down.
Right.
And he took him out and put Draymond Green back in the game. And I was like, thank you, Steve. Thank you, bro. I like that. You just hooked us up. Moses Moody hit three threes in a row. He came off the screen right in front of us and hit the three. They called an offensive foul and negated it.
And he made
it.
But he made it, right?
He made it.
And then
that would have been four.
Steve Kerr's like.
Steve Kerr yanked him out. I was like, thank you.
And I'm trying to I don't want to be the hater, but I'm going to be the hater. I don't know if I'm more happy that the Kings won or more happy
that the Warriors lost. I'm with you on that.
Because here's why, High Flyer, and people at home listening, driving on the YouTube and the text line. We would have to have heard from Warriors fans. They would have bragging rights the rest of the season.
You know what?
We couldn't say. Yeah. We could have went on a 10-game winning streak, but we still couldn't beat them.
Even if we would have went down there and won the last one.
Right.
They still got the edge. They still going to talk noise. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand. When you are a true sports enthusiast, especially if you played the sport, there's nothing worse then when you have to listen to somebody talk trash the whole season. That was our whole thing back in the day, KD. When you shot hoop out on the playground, right, and you got your butt kicked that day, you went home and you got in the bed and you slept with the ball. It was like, I can't wait till tomorrow.
You ain't go back out at night or anything.
I can't wait until tomorrow because I'm going to go back and I'm going to revenge myself. That's the thing. You cannot stand the trash talk.
Yes, and the thing about it, it's not like it's trash talk with Dallas Mavericks fans. Warriors fans live in your backyard.
Yeah.
Some of them live in your house.
Yeah. They knock on your door
right. Every day. Remember what happened in that in-season tournament, mm-hmm, how we spanked you?
And, you know, as much as I love going around the whole country now and, you know, people really acknowledge the Sacramento Kings, you know, I told a story about Virginia and all of that. I love that, but I'll tell you what, I'm with you. I'm so glad we won because when you walk down the street, and this is in Sacramento, you can walk down the street and all of a sudden somebody be like, Warriors. You're like, where's my pistol? Where's my pistol?
Oh, you get serious.
I ain't going to take this now.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And you know, we talk so much about the rivalry and everything like that. And, you know, is it Lakers, Kings like it was early 2000s? You know, the difference today is the social media age, too.
Right.
And the Twitter, the Instagram, and all that.
It's the in-your-face.
In-your-face. You can't escape it.
Because we live with these phones. They are attached to our hips, our arms, and our wrists. So as soon as you open that thing up, it's right there in your face.
You're getting alerts about it, too.
Bro, come on.
You're getting alerts about it.
While you're at work and everything.
You're right. All right, here's what's coming up on the show. We got our guy, Jim Jackson. You remember JJ?
Come on now.
Man, former Sacramento King.
Yes, sir.
Pride of Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah.
He's a Clippers analyst right now. He's going to join us. That's coming up at 3:30. But coming up next, it's Drape's Takes as we recap a Kings monumental win over the hated Golden State Warriors. You're listening to The Drive, guys, here on Sactown Sports 1140. Sactown Sports 1140. Drape's in the High Flyer here. I'm telling you, High Flyer. We got a game tonight against the Clippers, and we're going to preview that coming up a little later. But I'm still on that high from yesterday.
Man.
I don't know how these dudes going to come out here and play another game. Like, Adam Silver should, you know, give them the day off, right? let them enjoy this one. You know what I mean? Like, you got to come back and play another one. It's crazy.
They rescheduled this one for tomorrow.
Right, they should. No doubt. Back here with the High Flyer. 124-123 was your final score last night over the Golden State Warriors. The Kings did it on both ends of the floor in that second half. They outscored the Warriors 69-51. Mm. They put the clamps, That's the clamps right there. That's the cuffs,
you know,
on Klay Thompson and Steph Curry in that second half.
I tell you what, it was funny, man, because the Kings came out very aggressive. You remember in the beginning of the third quarter, they came out straight out full court press on the Golden State Warriors, and they got that turnover real quick. And I was like, okay, Mike Brown really got into these cats, man, because they on another level. And the Kings came out, and they were very aggressive on defense. And they made a couple of stops, but I'm telling you, for a minute, Golden State Warriors were answering, bro.
They were.
They was answering. I mean, we got it down to like, we was down 24. We cut it to 17. All of a sudden, Warriors answer. Boom, 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 boom. It's back up to 19. I'm like, wow. Ooh, okay. Kings make another run. They get it down to like about 14. Golden State Warriors come down. Boom, step into three. Boom, boom, boom. It's back up to 17.
Yeah.
And the clock is ticking.
Right.
You know, because believe me, the clock become a big-time factor when you down that much.
You down. You start looking at it.
Yeah, you do. You start pressing. And then all of a sudden, the Kings hit that big lick, and they got it down to like about 9. I was like, oh, yeah, we coming now.
Now we got a game. Yeah,
we in the right gear now.
Now we got a game. And then they pulled it out. Malik Monk hit the game winner.
The magnificent.
We'll hear the G-Man coming up in just a little bit on that. But now it's my favorite part of the show.
Go ahead.
You know, it's got to be about your boy. It's always about your boy. They don't call me Drapes for nothing.
I'm going to be quiet. But I'm going to be talking.
Okay. It's time for Drapes Takes here on The Drive, guys. Sactown Sports, 1140.
Calm down, Lion. Calm down. Take it easy, man. Just take it easy.
Yeah, let me tell you, Sacramento, if you didn't know, that dude, De'Aaron Fox, is the guy. Forget about the free throw shooting. I know he didn't knock him down. He's the first person probably in the lab today working on his free throw shooting. But yesterday, once again, big High Flyer, he was the best player on the floor. It wasn't Steph. Hold up. Don't cut off Drape's Takes yet. Give you that. It wasn't Steph Curry. It was De'Aaron Fox, and we'll talk about him a lot more coming up in a minute, but it wasn't just offensively as well. He had the 29 points. He had the 7 assists, but he also played great defense. He had the 2 steals. He played Draymond. He played Klay. He played Steph. He guarded them all last night, especially in that second half. And like I said yesterday, in the first 3 or 4 games of that playoff series, De'Aaron Fox was outplaying Steph Curry. The world was put on notice last night. De'Aaron Fox was the dude, and he was the best player on the floor last night, High Flyer. What you got?
De'Aaron Fox is him.
Mm.
He's him. Like you said, he is that guy. Let me tell you how nice he got down last night on the defensive end. Like you said, he guarded Steph. No problem. Was on Clay. All right? Guarded Wiggins some. You saw him tussle with Draymond Green, but you didn't even mention this, dog, and I thought you would have.
What?
He was guarding Saric in the post.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, yep. Okay,
he muscled up the big boy in the post. You talk about a guard that's 6'5", down in the post with a dude 6'10", and muscling up on him. That's how much he wanted that game.
De'Aaron Fox is him. Like you said, De'Aaron Fox is him. He was him last night. Can I give some love, my second Drapes take, to my guy Sasha Vezenko? Don't look at the box score, High Flyer. You know what? I am going to look at the box score, but that's not the only thing. You look at the box score. Sasha last night, he played 15 minutes and change, 8 points, had 4 rebounds. But that's not what I saw last night from Sasha. His impact was greater than what you see in the box score. His competitiveness, his compete level. He had a block shot, had 2 block shots really, but they called him for a foul on one. He took the charge that they called flop, and eventually they just called it a common foul, a block. But I thought that was a great defensive play. I thought when Sasha Vezenkov came on the floor, High Flyer, his compete level, the moment was not too big for him. He hit a couple of threes. He got some rebounds. He blocked shots. I just like the effort and the compete level from Sasha. He needs to be in the rotation a little more, I think.
Okay, let me tell you what I saw.
Okay, tell me what you
saw. Sasha Vezenkov was like an Avion glass of water while you were in the desert, because the Sacramento Kings couldn't hit the side of a barn, and that young man came in and he knocked down 2 big threes. Now, he struggled the rest of the night from three, but those 2 shots he needed is what the Sacramento Kings needed. Nobody could do nothing on the offensive end. That kind of like broke the gate open, started to flood waters. And then on the defensive side, come on, man. De'Aaron Fox is hounding Steph. Steph comes off the screen. He hit him with the heat, split the screen, came between the screen, tried to throw up a floater. Sasha was right there on top of him.
Is that what he was saying? Okay.
Big dog style.
That's exactly how Sasha was. My third and final Drapes take is this. Once again, Mike Brown outcoached Steve Kerr. Mike Brown knew the exact buttons to hit throughout this game. Trey Lyles made an impact. Sasha made an impact. Keon Ellis hit a big three in the second half, played some great defense. And what did Steve Kerr do? He turtled in the moment. You want to know why, High Flyer? Because listen to this. He used up his timeouts early. He didn't have a challenge late. He only had 1 timeout late. Draymond wanted him to challenge something, and Steve said, I can't challenge. Only got 1 timeout left, and it was 2 minutes left in the game. And then he had the nerve. We mentioned it earlier. Listen up, Kings fans. Steve Kerr had the nerve to pull out their hottest player, Moses Moody, in the most clutch of moments. What was Steve Kerr thinking? So Mike Brown outcoached Steve Kerr. And a lot of times, it's not about the moves you make that work. It's the moves you make that don't work. And Steve Kerr made several moves that did not pan out last night for the Warriors.
You know what, G? I can't even walk on top of that at all. You said that. So I'm going to move on to what I thought was the difference in the game. Malik the Magnificent. Malik Monk, bro. How many times did he come up big in that game last night? When we needed a bucket, he knocked down a three. When we needed something going to the basket, he got to the basket. When we needed a steal to get out in transition, he was the first one out in the transition. This dude is a gamer, man.
You know what? You're right, and we're going to talk a lot about that coming up, but I'm going to follow up with that. The dude played 8 minutes in the first half.
Foul trouble. Yep.
But you know, we said it yesterday. You know with Malik, he's always going to be ready. It may not always work out, High Flyer, but you ain't going to punk him. He ain't going to turtle in the moment. He going to be ready. And I said yesterday Kevin Huerter was the litmus test for the team. I got to say it's Malik Monk. When Malik Monk is flowing like that, watch out. Bro, it's hard to beat.
Because you know why? Because he's almost like a well-rounded player. He's going to get you a couple of rebounds. He's going to get you some steals. He's going to get out in transition. He's going to hit Sabonis and JaVale McGee with that little pocket pass when they run that high pick and roll. He's going to drive and kick out to Keegan Murray and Herter and Trey Lyles. And then if you really get in the way, the boy going to put it on top of your head.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
You heard me?
Yes.
He's going to put it on top of your head.
He plays with that bounce, that energy. We talk about dogs and having dogs on this team. Well, Malik is one of those dogs. He's a guy that plays with a bounce, plays with an energy. And that's why, to me, people say, oh, you should throw Malik in the starting lineup. I'm cool with the role he's in because he's that game changer. He gives you what the game needs when he checks in.
I'm cool with the role he plays when De'Aaron's at your disposal. I really feel if De'Aaron is when De'Aaron was hurt, I really felt like Malik Monk should have been starting. And I'm saying it, and I'm going to ride
still
with
riding
it.
With
I'm
that.
I'm going to stand on it because of
at that point guard spot.
Because of one thing. Malik Monk gets other guys involved. They needed that. Your number one guy, your tone setter, your dragon, your head of the snake, he ain't there. So you need somebody that's going to step up into that position and going to try to take it on. And Malik Monk is the only one that I think that got the heart to
okay,
do it.
Okay, let's stay right there because I push back and I say this. What if he ain't got it that night? Who do you turn to?
If he don't have it that night, you got
like, let's say, he's in the starting lineup.
I'm about to give it to you.
It ain't.
Then you elect to deal with Keon Ellis or the little fella.
Davion
Mitchell. And you still got Duarte and whoever else at the two.
Okay. I think that's why Mike Brown hasn't done it, though. It's like, if it doesn't work.
You know what?
Those other guys can't impact and change the game from an offensive standpoint like Malik can. Malik can do it on both ends.
I understand. Like, when you have De'Aaron, Malik is the perfect brother to bring off the bench because he's the game to De'Aaron's yang.
Yes.
You always going to have somebody that's on the floor that's going to give it to you. I'm with that. I am right with that 150%. But I thought at that particular point when De'Aaron wasn't on the floor and the offense was what? Stagnant. The offense had stopped. The only cat that keeps that offense going the way that De'Aaron does was Malik Monk.
And you could argue Malik is their best passer from the
facilitator.
That's from the guard spot, from the wing. So outside of Sabonis, he's the best facilitator on the team.
That's why I said you needed that to get the other guys going. Because, see, Malik can always get his. You know, he might struggle a little bit. You know, he might not hit the right shot, but he won't help get other guys' shots.
Right.
That was the only reason I said he needed to be in that starting lineup.
Hey, hit us up, 916-339-1140. In about an hour, Jim Jackson, Clippers analyst. He's on CBS. He's on TNT. He does everything. The former Sacramento King will be joining us. But coming up next, we continue to talk about the huge win over the Golden State Warriors. Best regular season win, maybe in Sacramento Kings history. We'll discuss that. And did last night's win break the Golden State Warriors? I want to hear from you. 916-339-1140. You're listening to The Drive, guys, here on Sactown Sports 1140. Our guy, the G-Man, on the call. High Flyer, you were with him yesterday.
Yes, sir.
You guys were watching it all unfold. Down 24, woo, down 17 at the half. Then finally getting over that hump, taking the lead. And then how about this, High Flyer? I'm sitting there watching. You're right, I was down there in the expensive seats,
yes,
and you know what I mean,
Willie.
The ones you can't even buy. You know, you can't get those on StubHub or Ticketmaster. But I'm watching, and you know, the Kings needed to not let the Warriors beat them by 12 or more,
right,
for in-season tournament. And once it looked apparent that the Kings were going to be able to advance, I kind of relaxed a little bit. That's just me. You know, obviously I wanted them to win the game, to advance and everything like that. But once I saw, okay, the Warriors weren't going to beat them by 12 or more, I relaxed. I exhaled a little bit.
So you was in full cup mode.
I was in cup mode. Then all of a sudden, I was like, dang, they got a chance to win this game.
Now you came back to reality.
Now I came
82.
Back to reality, right? Reality. I'm like, you know what? Forget about clinching the spot.
Right.
Go ahead and win this thing.
Uh-huh. So you can make it 2-2.
Exactly,
and
right?
Even up that season series.
Exactly. And the thing is, it was important to not only win or advance, but win because of the bragging rights, like we said. This was monumental, man.
And you know, KD, I was with you 100% on that because, you know, my first insight of yesterday's game was to advance.
Advance, right.
I wasn't worried about the 82. I wasn't worried about the season split.
Right, right.
The advance was all I was thinking about. And then when the Kings start coming back, and all of a sudden they're down one possession, it's a one possession game, and it's, you know, 3 points. I'm like, okay. Then the greed kick in. You get greedy. You're like, okay, well, you know what? If they win this thing, now we're really talking about something. That's where the in-season tournament was the one big octopus arm.
Right.
But once you said, okay, we got that, then all those other seven arms come in. You're like, okay, well, I want this one, and I want that, and I want this, and I want that.
Yes.
And then when we had Draymond Green threw that ball away with what?
That turnover there? Yeah.
Oh, when he threw that ball away, I was like, we got it.
We got it.
And
how about Malik Monk's game winner? Let's take it through the play there. Let's say, hey, Jay, we got Malik Monk's call from the G-Man. Let me hear that. I want you to hear G-Man. This is a classic call that'll go down in Kings history, the game winner from last night.
They've lost a possible tiebreaker situation late in the season with the Warriors because the Warriors will have a 3-0 lead. Here's a steal. Monk has it. He feeds Fox, eludes the defender, drives to the right, finds Herter, swings down to Malik, sidesteps the defender, launches for three. He hits the triple. It's a one-point game at 123, 122, 36 seconds to go. Malik Monk with his third made three-pointer. Ball deflected. Off the Warriors, goes out of bounds. The Kings will get it. 29.5 seconds to go. Fox races up the left side of the floor, slows at the three-point arc, runs into a double team, goes to the floor. They're trying to wrestle it away. They want a timeout called, and I think it was awarded to Fox.
So that's G-Man calling that play. And so at that point, it was 123-122. Mm-hmm. Remember, it was a five-point game at 58.8 seconds left.
Right.
Warriors were in control. They were going to at least win the game.
Right.
When you up five with less than a minute to go. But iconic call from G-Man right there. The turnover from Steph Curry and then the turnover from Draymond Green. Your two alphas, your two studs coughed it up, coughed it up in the final seconds of the game. Now let's listen to the actual call. Malik Monk off the glass, Jay. Our guy G-Man on the call.
Fox from the logo creeping forward. Now in two-point range, backs out, hooks a pass to Herter. Herter swings to the right side to Monk, attacks the baseline, jab step. Now he keeps the dribble alive, gets in the paint. Tough fall away, bank shot is good! Malik Monk somehow banks it home. 7.4 seconds to go. 124-123 Kings. Here's Curry. He'll try to get a shot off to win it. It's on the way. It's front rim short. The Sacramento Kings will advance in most dramatic fashion. It's 124-123. And full-blown late season pandemonium reigns at Golden 1 Center. Fans on their feet, waving the rally towels, savoring the moment after a most improbable, desperate step-back two-point shot from Malik Monk was banked home, and the Kings get the victory by one. Vezhenkov, fist raised in the air, embraced now by members of the coaching staff for his contribution late, and a night when free throws didn't fall for Sacramento. On a night when they launched 43 three-pointers, made 15 of them, they somehow found a way.
Yes, they did, High Flyer. And you're sitting next to G-Man during this call.
How good is that, man?
How great is that, right?
How good
he
is that, man?
He captured that moment perfectly.
Yes, yes, big time. But I will say this. That whole scheme of what they ran, I want to say my Hanes, I had to change them.
The tighty whities you had to change?
Well, I had to change them, bro, because De'Aaron tried to run. He tried to get in, had nothing. Herter probed, had nothing. When they kicked it over to Malik, and Malik had the big fella one-on-one, and he drove to the middle, we're going to keep it straight, a buck. He had nothing.
Nothing. Nowhere to go.
Step back. Had to chunk it. I ain't gonna even say he shot it. He had to chunk it up to the rim, and his prayers were answered. Now, after the game, he called it a floater.
No, that ain't no floater.
Had no air up
right.
under it. Had no air up under it. He called it a floater. He chunked that thing. And, you know, sometimes you have to give yourself a chance. We say the only shot that's really bad is the shot that you don't take.
Yep.
And he took it, and you got 50-50 chance of it going in or missing, and his prayers were answered. It was no way Malik Monk was trying to bank that shot.
But
it went.
It went.
And we'll take it.
Like he said during postgame, they asked him, Malik, did you call game on that shot? He's like, no, I didn't. But game.
That's right.
It was game.
That's right.
Steph Curry tried to make it, you know, the three-pointer, tried to give him the win. It fell short. It fell off.
Now, what did you see there, though?
I
saw great defense, but I tell you what, he bobbled it. He bobbled it at half court.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, I'm shaking in my boots because Steph Curry knocks him down from the logo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He caught the ball at the logo, but he fumbled it. That enabled the Sacramento Kings to close in on it.
Yes. Yes.
If he hadn't fumbled that ball.
He would have had it clean and didn't fumble it.
It's 1-on-1 at the hash mark. And are you going to bet against that?
Nah, not that dude. Not somebody that's dropped 50 in this building before.
Right.
But here's the thing, though, High Flyer. As great as Steph was, I'm looking at the fourth quarter when the Kings clamped down.
Mm-hmm.
They outscored them 29-19 in the fourth quarter. And that final minute is where I think the Warriors were broken. And I'll tell you about that coming up in just a little bit. But when I look at these numbers, they outscored the Warriors 29-19.
Right.
Steph had five.
Mm-hmm.
Klay Thompson, goose egg in the fourth.
Nothing.
Wiggins had three, but he was 1 for 5.
Nothing.
Meanwhile, our guys, De'Aaron Fox, 9 and a quarter. Malik Monk, 8 and a quarter. We're so used to seeing the Warriors
mm-hmm.
step up big and make plays down the stretch. How about Sacramento? Think about how far this franchise has come, High Flyer.
The changing of the
Instead
guard,
of
baby.
How we're going to lose a game, it's like, all right, how are we going to win this game?
How are we going
to
close
out? And they're finding ways to close out. That was truly remarkable last night.
And I'll tell you this. That fourth quarter, now you talk about Mike Brown out-coaching
yes.
Steve Kerr. I will say this. This was a hell of a call. When they start blitzing Steph Curry.
That's what I was teeing you up with.
As soon as he came
yes.
over half court.
That changed the game.
You know, the mantra was this. All right. We're getting the ball out of Steph Curry's hands. And if any one of y'all, okay, Klay, we know you're capable of doing it, but you're going to have to step up.
Yep.
Okay, Wig, we know you can get it going, but you're going to have to step up. But we do know one thing.
It ain't going to be Steph.
We ain't letting the Green High Bandit do it. Not at all. And that put their offense in disarray. They were done.
You are right. And the thing is, that was a great move by Mike Brown. We saw it a little bit the last time they played, and I was waiting for Mike Brown to unveil it. Come with it, coach. He did it at the right time that fourth quarter. We talked yesterday about the others stepping up, and we're going to talk about the Kings' others. Steve Kerr had the dude on the floor
Man.
That was stepping up for them.
Man.
This was going to be the Moses Moody game. This was going to be the game we would have been talking about. Moses freaking Moody beating the Sacramento King.
Mm-hmm.
But Steve Kerr pulled him. You know, I said Steph had five. Wiggins had three. Guess how much Moses Moody had in the fourth quarter?
Oh.
He had 11 points.
Yeah.
He was balling.
And on his way to what? 14.
14. He was balling in the biggest of moments, and Steve Kerr decided to pull him. What is Kerr thinking?
And brought in who? Draymond Green. Brought in Draymond Green. I'm telling you, when he did that, first of all, I'm like, ooh, Steve, what you thinking, bro? But he's going back to his guys that he trusts. And at some particular point, and you know, of course, like you said, we got Twitter, we got all these other things that goes on, Instagram. It's a whole lot of Golden State Warrior fans are like, okay, it's time to pull the plug on a couple of them.
Yes. That's what I want to get it to next.
It's time to pull the plug on a couple of them.
I want to get to, are the Warriors broken right now? Did what we saw last night, second half, fourth quarter, last minute, is that the final nail in the coffin for this Warriors dynasty?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What did you think about the late Draymond Green technical?
Well deserved.
Because that hurt too.
Well deserved. You know what? That happened, and I thought – Watch it be a one-point game.
Hey, that helped change the momentum. Malik Monk went to the free throw line and knocked it down. King started rolling.
Knocked it down. I want to ask you about that. We're going to discuss that. Plus, I'm going to take your phone calls. 916-339-1140. It's a Kings game day. They got the Clippers tonight, but we're still basking in that big win last night. You're listening to The Drive, guys, here. Drapes and High Flyer. Sactown Sports, 1140. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sacramento, we are in the building. Kings back in action tonight against Paul George, Kawhi, James Harden, and the Clippers. But we're still talking about last night. We're going to get to that. We got another heavyweight battle coming up tonight. Our guy Jim Jackson of the Clippers television broadcast, he'll be joining us. That's at 3:30. But High Flyer, 124-123. You come back from 24 down. You're facing the Golden State Warriors, four-time champs, Steph Curry, top 10 player of all time, Klay Thompson, future Hall of Famer, Draymond Green. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame, Kings fans. Hate to say it, but I think Draymond's going to be. But you get the win. And now the best part about it all, we can stick our chests out. We can puff our chests up. And Warriors fans, there's a lot of infighting right now. You mentioned it earlier. A lot of people are looking. Man, some heads need to roll. I say the Warriors were broken last night, and Steph Curry, if you listen to him after the game, he seemed like a guy with no answers. Here's Steph on the team having a look inward, look in the mirror after last night's loss.
Yeah, obviously after this one, it's going to be tough to swallow just because you like, should have won that game. Played well enough to win for 40 minutes. And knowing the stretch that we've been on, we were really motivated. I mean, the in-season tournament was a motivator for sure. We knew we had to win by 12 to get out. And I was in your head trying to, you know, get to the finish line, and then you end up losing it on top of it. So it's a tough pill to swallow for sure. Frustrating. I think we all got to look ourselves in the mirror and figure out what we individually can do better, you know, in those deciding moments of a game, better decisions, you know, better discipline to not foul, all the little things that we know what, you know, impacts winning. And that's the only way we're going to get out of this little funk where, you know, you're playing hard and you have nothing to show for it.
High Flyer, this is a four-time champ. This is a core that's been together for a decade. They know what it takes to win. But here's Steph Curry after the game, sounded like a defeated man. They're 8-10 on the season. They struggled last year to make the playoffs. Remember, they were the sixth seed a year ago. This Warriors team, man, this ain't your mom and dad's Warriors. This ain't the Warriors team from 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 6 years ago.
Here's the deal. They started out rolling.
Yes.
They started out balling, okay? And then Steph goes down with an injury. They start losing a few. Then Draymond comes with the suspension.
Yeah.
They start losing a few more. It started going down when Steph got hurt. So now it's almost like they're on a downhill spiral and your brakes don't work.
Mm.
They can't put on the brakes. The best they can do is hopefully they can slide to a stop, but they're still going downhill.
Yesterday, when you looked at the way they came out, because we said it earlier before the game, I said, we're going to get the best shot the Warriors have.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first half, we did.
Yeah.
Klay was hitting.
Wig was
balling.
On fire.
I was like, what?
Yes.
Steph was doing Steph things. But are they at a point where they can't sustain it? They can't play great ball for 48 hours? I mean, 48 minutes?
I don't know about that, but I really have to agree with this because, you know, we had got reports and everything, and, you know, everybody's saying that, Wig had been going through family problems. He was struggling.
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, Klay ain't the Klay of old. He was struggling. So when they came out last night, I'm like, that looked like vintage Klay to me.
Yeah.
That looked like championship Wiggins
yeah.
to me. I'm like, these dudes, like, they're right, because Steph is always Steph.
Right. Steph is still great.
You know,
yeah.
Draymond Green stepped back and hit a three-pointer. I'm like, Lord have mercy, it's going to be one of those nights. You know when Dre hit a three, it's like, oh.
Oh, right, exactly.
So, yeah, that first quarter, I was worried big time, big time. But the one thing that I like is that, you know, and I'm pretty sure this comes from Coach Brown because all the players have been saying it. He's like, no matter what happened, you stay the course. You stay the course, and at some point, you're going to break through. Now, that breakthrough didn't come until a long time, but they did break through.
They did break through, and they broke the Warriors. 916-339-1140. You know, we talked about Draymond, first game back from suspension.
Mm-hmm.
This dude couldn't even last a full game without picking up another technical. His antics have you said it too. We'll tolerate your antics as long as we win it and you helping us win.
Right.
Now, you could argue Draymond is helping them lose.
He's a hindrance to the team.
Exactly. He's a hindrance to the team. And he picked up that technical, and I thought it was well-deserved. People are saying, well, he was just making a motion for a carry. It was more than that. It was everything leading up to that high flyer.
See, you have to go by this man's pedigree. If that's just a regular cat, he probably won't get that technical. But this is Draymond Green. He just came off a suspension dog from you know, LAPD choking the cat out. All right? He straight choked Rudy Gobert out. You know, Carl Anthony Towns was like, let him go, dog. You're turning blue. Let him go.
Let him go.
You know, but the very next time your feet hit the floor, if you got anything to say, bro, you're on a short leash right now. And his leash is short with the refs.
Yes.
And after last night's performance and they lost, and like I said, the turning point to that game is when he got that technical.
When he got the tech.
His leash is going to be shortened by the Warriors.
And it should be.
Because we all said that the only reason Draymond Green gets away is because the Warriors organization has been protecting him. But when they stop protecting him, it's a wrap.
I'm looking at the YouTube chat. Thank you, Draymond. Draymond thinks he could do anything he wants. Draymond's flop was right before his tee. You saw that flop too? Come on, man. Come on, bro. You're supposed to be big, bad, and tough. You're supposed to be the junkyard dog. Are you flopping around like that?
Hey, that performance was better than Alonzo in training day.
You know what? And I wonder if the Warriors are getting tired of it. Here's what Steph Curry, Jay. Let's play Steph Curry on Draymond Green and his fire and his passion. Here's what Steph had to say after the game.
I ain't gonna lie. If that was anybody else, that's the one. He's passionate, and there's conversations, and he's shown in past that when he gets fiery, you kind of know where the limit is. The carry sign and all that, I was doing the same thing right behind him, and they gave him the tech just because, you know, that's kind of what you expect him to do in that kind of situation. And I told him, like, just refocus at that point and let's just hoop. But that was a dumb tech for sure. Just, we all do that. Like, did you see the carry type thing. So for him, be fiery, be competitive, be who you are. But we all need to be mindful of not getting distracted and just try to play basketball.
What you think of what Steph said? That's Steph trying to be politically correct, diplomatic.
Okay, did you see that series? Because I'm watching, and my eyesight is pretty good. Depending upon who you are, I can read some lips out there.
Yes.
And I'm watching this beautiful high-definition screen that we have to where you can see the mole on the side of a player's cheek. When he got that technical, Steph ran up on him and said, man, what the are you doing? Then Draymond turns around and tells Steph, that's some BS, man. And they kind of went at it a little bit right there at that free throw line. And then Steph had to say, okay, you right, let's play. Because him and Draymond was going back and forth.
And the thing about that, people's like, oh, it's just a carry. He's just doing that. Steph said, I did it too. But Steph, you didn't flop before that. You didn't get up in Mitchell Irvin's face before that. You're not arguing with the officials on every call. It's your first game back, Draymond Green. And what do? I don't want to say you cost your team the game, but you didn't help them win it. You didn't help them win it.
I will say this about Draymond Green, too. Bro, you are a known felon. You are a known felon.
NBA, yeah.
I mean, your picture might be in the post office. You are a known felon.
Yes.
So whatever little infraction you do, as soon as the police pull you over and they run your license plate and they run your driver's license, they see the records you got, they pulling you out the car. I don't care what you've done, they are pulling you out the car. And it's like, your leash is short, bro.
Yes.
It is short. And the more that the referees start, you know, making you pay for it, the more the Golden State Warriors are going to start looking and saying,
I don't know if it's worth it, right?
We need this dude off the floor. And especially, KD, come on, especially when you got a cat like Moses Moody knocking on
Moses
the
Moody.
You know what? I'm going to keep bringing that up.
He's probably the softest of the Warriors right now. Hey. He's like, what more I got to do to get some burn?
Burn? Hey, he ain't salty because he's like, y'all saw what I did.
Y'all saw it. Wasn't on me.
It wasn't on me.
I ain't lose that game.
Hey, I can't shoot it from the bench.
Hey, we got much more with the High Flyer coming up. Don't forget, in 30 minutes, we got our guy, Jim Jackson, joining us. You're listening to The Drive, guys, here on Sactown Sports 1140.